Phil, a busy day for you. You produce all the points that the Browns have, and once again, you're not able to celebrate that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a wins and loss business, and every given week, someone has a great game, and if your team doesn't win, it really doesn't matter. So that's what happened today. Frustrating, disappointing, but job of a pro is to regroup and be ready to roll the next time out.
As a team, it seemed that the Browns came into this very confident. There was a lot of talk that this was an opportunity, a chance to get some traction with a couple of wins in the previous three games and so forth, and back-to-back wins at home. Did you feel that sense of confidence, A, and B, did it in any way turn into overconfidence?
Certainly wasn't overconfidence. I think guys were excited. They recognized the opportunity that this game presented. Home game against a division opponent, chance to win three out of four, kind of make things interesting in the AFC North. All those things are very tangible feeling things. I feel like guys prepared well. We just didn't play very well today. Is it critical? Is it fatal? No. We can rebound. I fully expect this team to rebound, and we'll have to embrace whatever comes up next week against Dallas.
And, well, actually, yeah, you have the bye week to kind of deal with this, dwell on this a little bit, and then focus on Dallas. So what's the approach, you having been around this thing so long, what should be the approach of bye week? Put all this stuff 2-7 and everything out of your mind, this game out of your mind, and just, you know, relax? Or should you stew on it as a team?
I think there's a happy medium. I expect guys to think about football over the break, and this is the one chance you get, especially when your bye week comes in the middle part of the year, to do a little self-scout, see what's going on, what have you done well, what have you not done so well. See, you know, have that mentality coming back, you know, you're going to address those areas that you need to improve on. And then also you need to get away a little bit. This is a tough grind, NFL life, and when you have an opportunity to go spend time with family or get away and relax a little bit, you need to do that as well. So I think guys will handle it the right way, and then we'll come back to work next Monday and get ready for Dallas.
Before everybody scatters for the bye week, will the message, though, be to keep that faith? I mean, guys like you and other veterans, the Quell Jackson, the leaders on this football team, Ben Watson, to just make sure everybody stays connected and stays engaged with it?
Absolutely, and that message has already gone out in the locker room after the game. DeQuell did a great job of setting the tone. And then we also, not only believing, we expect guys to do their job. So regardless of where your head is at, you're paid to show up and go to work and give everything you have, and I think this group will.
Thank you very much, Phil.
Thank you.